All right, good morning. Hope you're all doing okay. It is not supposed to snow this week. I'm ready. So, yes, bring on March. That's awesome. Like Kevin said, it's been weird. It's just Wednesdays and Thursdays have been taking a beating, so it's just something else. So, and, of course, again, apologies for not having a projector yet. It is ordered, so it is on its way somewhere, sometime. So it has been ordered. As soon as it gets here, I am no tech person, but I'm going to try to get it up there and get it working. So with any luck, it won't be that long and we'll have it up there. But in the meantime, we got the books out and we're doing a great job with that. So any verses I have today, I'm going to take my time to give everybody a chance to turn to them if you want to do that for the lesson here today, so I don't rush through everything. So, this time of year, and Jesse's talk last week, it revolved all around coaching and sports. I'm going to talk about sports just a little bit, and then I'll leave it alone. But there are just a lot of sports going on right now. You know, we just had the Super Bowl. You know, basketball and hockey, you're getting, you know, close to the end of their season where the playoffs are starting up. And baseball, well, we'll see. I don't know. Baseball may or may not happen on time or go late, but whatever it is. But when you think about, you know, sports teams, almost every one of these teams, especially ones that are really good, has this one player a lot of times that is just like their leader. And a lot of times you hear him referred to as the go-to player. When a play needs to be made, when a difference needs to be had, you've got this go-to guy, the go-to player. And again, a lot of teams have that, you know, somebody that's going to make a big impact on the game. And it's the person this team looks to get him to the victory. So if you know anything about sports, you kind of understand that. Well, I'll leave the sports alone from here on out. Even in a job or just in life in general, you might have somebody that is around you that you would maybe consider a difference maker, somebody that's going to have a big impact on what's going on. Again, at a business, maybe there's somebody that is this go-to person that really makes things happen, or whatever it might be. But it's somebody that's a difference maker, somebody that's going to make a difference. It's going to make the biggest impact or have an effect on what's going on or have the biggest influence. So I think we all kind of understand that. And in fact, we like to be difference makers, don't we? We like to have an impact on what's going on around us, whether it's at our jobs or maybe it's in somebody's life that we're around. You know, we want to be a difference maker for people. So, you know, it's important to know, you know, what that means and how we can be a difference maker. So, again, we see examples of that, I think, throughout our life. Again, you know, we see it in sports. We see it maybe in our jobs or in our day-to-day life, whatever it might be. So, where's the best place to learn how to be a difference maker? Who should be looking toward? Well, my suggestion here today is we need to be looking toward God. You know, we need to be looking toward our Lord, because our Lord truly is a difference maker in our life. And we should definitely realize that. And I could have probably 78 points about how God is a difference maker in our life. I did trim that down. I'm not doing 78, I'm only doing 75. No, I'm only doing three. We're doing 3 points today about how God is our difference maker. And where I want to start today, just to kind of set the table for this, is Psalm 124. And we're going to really read most of that psalm. It's only 8 verses, and I'm going to skip the first verse. But go ahead and turn to Psalm 124, and I just kind of want to illustrate from here where I'm headed as far as God being a difference maker for us and in our life. So Psalm 124, and I'm going to start in verse 2. It says, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us." Now, on my little notes here, I'll just pause. You know, this is a psalm that David wrote, you know, help that comes from the Lord. And, you know, there's a lot of oppressors coming against the children of Israel here. And what I want to do is, as I'm reading this, almost kind of pencil in is when I say people or they or there, you know, think about putting yourself in this position and you have this psalm that you're writing and expressing to God. So where, you know, this people or this nation, the they and there, it could be the world that's going up against you or the trials or the struggles that you're having to go through in life or just other people in general that you struggle with. You know, you could put that here anytime you see the word people or they or there, whatever it might be. And just a heads up, I am reading out of the ESV. So if yours is a little different, that might be why. So back to verse 2. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when people rose up against us. You ever had trials or tribulations rise up against you? Yeah. When their anger was kindled against us. Oh, I'm sorry. When the people rose up against us, verse 3, then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us. Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. So again, think about, you know, these things in our life that can be overcoming us. You know, this flood, you know, it's just overcoming or overwhelming us. Again, you know, trials, struggles, just things of the world can just sometimes really just press down on us so hard that it can just overwhelm us. And then going down to verse 6. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. You know, I think about, you know, Satan going around as that roaring lion seeking to devour. You know, this world also looking to devour us. But blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to this lion, this devouring. Prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snake is broken and we have escaped. Verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Sounds like a difference maker to me. Because there's a lot of struggles and a lot of things we got to deal with from every day of our life. Where does our help come from? Who is the difference maker in our life? It's God. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, who made all these things, who has control over all things. That's our difference maker, right? That's who we need to make sure is our number one difference maker. God is the ultimate difference maker. And I'm going to talk about three ways that He is a difference maker in our life. Not 77 of them, but there are a whole lot more. You can definitely think about that after we leave here today. But I've got three of them for you. So the first one, if I had a clicker, I'd click a nice slide here for you. But the first one I'm going to start, and we're actually going to have you turn to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, and we're going to do verses 15 through 19. My first point I want to talk about when we think about God being a difference maker is at times, we're always going to have to deal with hurt. We're going to have to deal with sadness. We're going to have to deal with sorrow. It just comes with being human. You know, things that go on in our life, you know, we have struggles with the job. We have struggles with the family. We have family that has health problems. It might pass away. Whatever it is, we're all going to have times of hurt. We're going to have times of sadness. We're going to have times of sorrow. But God being our difference maker, the way He is a difference maker with this, He is a pain taker. Because we all have pain in our life, don't we? I think we do. I know I do. And it comes. And it's hard sometimes to deal with that pain. Whatever, wherever that's coming from. But with God as our difference maker, He can be that pain taker for us. In Psalm 34, 15 through 19, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and His ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. And doesn't that verse sound good? That's a good one. Verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. You ever been brokenhearted? I think we all have to deal with that. The Lord is near the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, You hear that? Just because you're doing the best you can and trying to live a righteous life, does that mean you're going to be saved from afflictions? Saved from hurt, sadness, and sorrow? No. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So many things in this verse, when we know that God hears us, he knows what we're going through, he sees what we're going through, and he cares. His eyes are toward us. His ears are toward us. When we cry for help, he hears and is going to deliver us. Because at times we are brokenhearted. Because at times we are crushed in spirit. And we have pain in our life that we have to deal with. But we don't have to do that alone. God is our difference maker. He can be that pain taker in our life. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians 1. I've got verses 3 and 4. Second Corinthians 1, 3 through 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort." There's a lot of words that express what God is, but this one's really cool. The God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. Remember we just read that many are the afflictions of the righteous? God of all comfort comforts us in all affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. We can help others be comforted because God has comforted us. We know what that means, and we know how important that is in our life, to be comforted. Because again, we all have pain in our life, whatever it might be, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, whatever it might be. We have things that we have to deal with. But God is a God of all comfort. He can comfort us from the pain that is in our life. And one more verse with this particular point, all the way back in Revelation chapter 21. You might have been thinking I might go with this one. Revelation 21, verse 4. We sing a couple of cool songs with this one. Verse 4 says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." We think about, this is one of those verses when I think about heaven, right? And think about how beautiful heaven must be. That's great thinking about the beauty of heaven when we think about all those kind of things. But this verse here, when we think about the pain and the sadness and sorrow that we have to deal with here in this world with our lives, we get to heaven, no more of that. Death shall be no more. Sadness, mourning, crying, pain. No, not anymore. So ultimate pain-taking there. You want to go to heaven. There's a lot of reasons why we want to go to heaven. But boy, I tell you what, this right here, this is a big one. So again, the things we have to deal with in this world, hurt, sadness, and sorrow, make sure God is the difference maker in your life, because he can be that pain taker and help you through these things. And then live your life to make sure you're spending eternity in heaven where you don't have to deal with these anymore. Turn with me to Psalm 25. Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. It's going to start our next point. There's a lot of times we have, each and every day, where we have to make a choice about where we're going. Maybe every day is a routine. You go to work, you go to the store, you do this, you do that. But you need to know how you're going to get there, the way you're going to go, the path you're going to take, or the walk, or whatever, the direction that you're going to go. Well, in our spiritual life, That is true as well. We need to make sure that we're on the right path. We need to make sure we're on the right walk. We're headed in the right direction. So as God being a difference maker in our life, we need to make sure God is our way maker. Because He is making the way for us. We need to make sure we're following that. Psalm 25, verses 4 through 5. Make me to know Your ways, O Lord. Teach me Your paths. Lead me in Your truth and teach me. For You are the God of my salvation. For You I wait all the day long. Look, here's somebody that is very wise in their writing and asking God, pleading to God, make me to know Your ways. Teach me Your path. Teach me the way that I need to be going. Teach me the direction that my life needs to be headed. Sound important? Sound like that's a difference-making step in your life? Absolutely. Lead me in Your truth. The Lord is our guide. The Lord is our teacher. We need to be learning what it means to follow God and to walk that path. That's a difference-making step in our life. Because when we start straying one way or another, that's where we're going to get into trouble. That's where we're going to stray from the truth. We're straying from God. We're straying from everything that needs to be important in our life. So, we need to learn. Teach me Your paths. Learn the way that we need to go. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. You guys know this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And what's He going to do? And He will make straight your path. If you don't have your directions set up just right, and you go on a trip, or you're going somewhere, and you know you're not going the right way, you're getting lost, you're getting turned around, whatever it might be. When we have God on our side, and we trust in Him, we just talked about with the last one, learning and growing in our knowledge. With that knowledge, we learn to trust in what God is saying to us. We learn to trust in the direction that He has set for us. Because we trust that He is going to make straight our path. And it's not going to be some crooked out of the way and we're going to get lost path. He set the path out for us. We just got to walk it. We got to trust in God to be the difference maker in our life. That yes, that path is set before me. And I trust in Him. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. Oh, I think this is a better way. I'm going to take this road over here. This is a smoother road, right? This is going to be better. Smoother is not always better. No. God's way is the best way. Because God's way is the highway to heaven. And that's the way we need to go. Trust in God and His direction. And then one more verse with this point. Psalm 119. The big one right there. Psalm 119, verses 104 and 105. So starting in verse 104. Through Your precepts, I get understanding. So we just talked about, I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I'm trusting in God and what He says. So through Your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, with that understanding, I hate every false way. So all these other paths, no. I'm not taking these paths. I'm taking God's paths. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I like putting both those verses together. Usually we just do the one, 105. But both of them. Through Your precepts, I understand the way I need to go. Because I'm learning and I'm growing. And how am I learning and growing? is by studying God's Word, listening to God, because God's Word is what? It's the light that's lighting the path. It's like the runway, right? All the lights are there. So we have what we need to follow that path. And we're going to hate all these other paths that, again, might look enticing, might look nice. Maybe they got something else going on. No, 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 no. That's the world talking. The world is not our difference maker. And if we let it be that, it's going to be the wrong difference we have making in our life. Again, following God. So with those three verses, when we think about God being our way maker, you know, we're learning what it means to follow God's direction, follow that path. We're trusting in God that He has laid out this direction, this path. And then we're going to walk it because we have learned and we trust. So now we're going to walk that walk. And that's how God is our difference maker when we think about Him being the way maker in our life. There's so many paths that we can choose to follow in our life. So many directions we can go. But really, there's one direction we need to be going. And that's the direction that leads to God. All right, point number three. If you would, turn to Psalm 118. Just right next door. Psalm 118. We're going to do verses 5 and 6. So we've talked about the hurt, the sadness, and the sorrow that we have in our life. And we've talked about the path that we need to walk. But sometimes, do you ever feel like there's obstacles in your way to walk that path? You feel like you're bound up. You're just bound. You're chained up. You're struggling to walk that path. You ever struggle to walk the path? Yeah. I think we all do from time to time. We find ourselves veering off to the side or off on that bumpy part of the highway that makes a really loud noise on your tires, right? It kind of scares you to get back on the road. Sometimes we feel like this world has us bound up, has us tied up. Sometimes we feel like we might be a slave to this world or imprisoned by the things that just keep getting in our way of doing the right thing, of taking the right steps. And those chains are holding us back. And they're dragging us down. And really we become a slave to those things. And that's really what Satan's trying to do. Satan's trying to ensnare us each and every day. To lock us into his path. To lock us into his direction. And a lot of things in this world are set up to do that. We get chained down and enslaved by the things of this world. And we get tied to those things. But God, being the difference maker in our life, can be the chain breaker. And to break those chains that this world is trying to hold us down with, that Satan is using each and every day to try to hold us down and to not follow God's path. Psalm 118, verses 5 through 6. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. When we have to deal with trials and struggles in our life, we are in distress, whether you realize it or not. You are. Make sure you're calling on the Lord. Don't think you need to do it alone. Again, you have a difference maker on your side. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can this world do to me? What can Satan do to me? When it comes to down being the most important thing is getting to heaven, what are any of these things going to do to me? If I have the Lord on my side, I call out to Him because He's going to set me free. He's going to break those chains that are trying to hold us down, to hold us back from following God. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. So starting verse 31, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. And what's the truth going to do? It's going to set you free. Again, when we think about all the things in this life, all the things that we got to deal with that are holding you back, that are chaining you up, when it comes down to it, we need to make sure that we, again, don't lose our focus to look for God, abide in His words, and trust in the truth. Because the truth is going to set you free. Verse 33, they answered him, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? You don't get the point. Here's the point. Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, everyone who practices sin is what? Is a slave. Is chained. Is bound. Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. So why is it important to follow God and have Him be your difference maker? Because if you're not following God and you're following Satan and you're sinning and you just keep on doing that, you are a slave to that. And I think we see that in any number of things in this world. People that are addicted to whatever they might be addicted to, or any things that they shouldn't be doing, and you know you shouldn't be doing it, but you keep going back to it. You are a slave to that. Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Know the truth. Abide in the truth. Trust in God. It's going to set you free. Be free from the chains of sin that are binding you, that are holding you down, that are holding you back. Satan is always looking to imprison us, to essentially chain us to him. You know, you think of the chain gang kind of thing. You know, the guys back when that were along the road and they're all chained and bound together. That's what Satan's wanting to do. He's wanting to chain you to himself. Don't want that. We don't want to be that way. We need to abide in God and His Word. Then we're going to know what it means to follow Him and commit our life to God. If I want to be chained to anybody, that's who I want to be chained to. I want to make sure I am connected to God in every way that I can be. Because the things of this world are not worth being tied to. So God being a difference maker in our life, of all the things we have to deal with, all the things that are trying to weigh us down and chain us up, God is our chain breaker and truly is that kind of difference maker in our life. Got one more verse for you. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. So when we put all these things together, having God be our difference maker and making sure we're following Him, this verse to me really just speaks out even louder. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So go to God in prayer. He's there. He's listening. He wants to help. He's going to help. So don't be anxious about these things. But it's the next verse. And the peace of God. You just stop there. Now wait a minute. The peace of God. That sounds pretty strong to me. I want that. The peace that God can give in your life, just chew on that for a second. By letting God be the difference maker in your life to overcome all these things that we've talked about, we can have the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our heart and our mind in Christ Jesus. Wow. So everything that we are, we can have this peace of God guarding it to be the difference maker in our life. So we've used this verse for a lot of things, especially when it talks about prayer and going to God in prayer and not being so worried about things. But don't forget verse 7 and that peace of God that can rule your mind and your heart, your thoughts, what you're thinking about, what you're doing, the love that you have for others and the love you have for God. You know, that's just, it really just struck me hard when I read that verse in the context of putting together this lesson. So, just to sum this up, just remember, I think we all have pain in our life. But make sure God is the difference maker. Make sure He is the pain taker in your life. And sometimes we feel lost. We're not walking the path. We need to get back on the path. Make sure God is your way maker. And then at times we feel like we're struggling to get traction. Feel like we're being held back. We're chained down. We're bound up. Just remember, God can be our chain breaker. And all these things, make sure God is your difference maker. So that's my lesson today. And I hope it made some sense to you, and I hope you get some encouragement from it. Because, again, we can get focused and wrapped up in so many things in our life. It's life, you know. We got to deal with things. But just make sure, what's the biggest difference maker in your life? I hope it's God. And if it's not, you might want to reevaluate what the biggest difference maker is in your life right now. Because it needs to be God. Brother Lloyd's got a song picked out for us. The song is, "What Will Your Answer Be?" So, I just gave you a question. Who's the difference maker in your life? Is it Satan? Is it things in the world? Is it your job? Is it other people? What is it, you know? The biggest difference maker needs to be God. If you've not been baptized into Christ, you're not letting God be a difference maker in your life. And you need to devote your life to God, devote your life to Christ, and to do that, be buried with Him in baptism. And if you have been, but you fall away, you've slipped up, you've made mistakes, we all did. All right? We've gotten off that path. We're not letting God be the way maker. Or we've let the pain of things that we have to deal with, the sadness and sorrow, take our focus away from God. Or if we're just not following Him because we just feel like it's too hard, because the chains of this world are around us. Make that right now. Make sure God's your difference maker. Make sure you're following Him. And if you need the prayers of the congregation, encouragement, we're happy to do that with you right now. Or stand there and pray to God and ask for forgiveness and ask Him to be your difference maker. Do that. Just don't wait. What's your answer going to be? Make sure your answer is, "I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow You. Lord, be my difference maker." So whatever it is, let us know. Let's stand and sing.